Hello, everyone, and welcome to the latest edition of the Compliance Week podcast. I'm Joe Mott, staff writer at Compliance Week, and today we're looking at the risks inherent to big data and cloud computing. The impact of these technologies on the future of business is undeniable. According to recent PwC research, 71% of financial services organizations expect to invest more in the cloud in 2013, up from just 18% a year ago. They also found that two-thirds of executives believe that big data has the potential to create a business advantage. But those advantages come at the cost of increased risks. While conversations are typically centered on customer experience and cost benefits, these risks are often overlooked, PwC says. We spoke to Julian Korb, PwC's financial services technology leader, about this downside and the risk management challenges for financial services firms that are created by cloud computing and big data. We asked him about the survey finding that found nearly four times as many bank executives say they plan to invest more in cloud computing compared to just a year ago. What's driving this spike in adoption?
I think there are actually three reasons driving the increase of usage of an investment in cloud computing. The first reason is most of the banks are continuously experiencing pressure on cost reduction. And cloud computing offers an interesting perspective on an interesting way to actually reduce costs. The second driver is the need to continuously automate some of the processes and the IT processes or the operational processes. Again, it's also driven by cost reduction objectives, but the opportunity to also improve the quality of some of these processes by automation is important for many of our banking clients. And then the third reason is the increase in confidence in the public cloud offerings and services that some of the service providers are offering to their clients. And many of the banks today are not only investing, but really studying how the cloud computing services are improving in security, in reliability, as well as offering very exciting cost efficiency opportunities.
Many are turning to the private cloud. What is it and what benefits does it offer?
It is really the concept of implementing cloud computing internally. When we speak about cloud computing, we often refer to the public cloud offerings where an external service provider offers cloud computing services to the bank. The private cloud is really the bank internally implementing the same concept in terms of automation, in terms of concentration of computing capacity and capabilities, and driving the cost reduction opportunities. It's a way for some of the banks also to not necessarily go all the way into the public cloud, but maintain a bit more control and gain some of the cost reduction that they were looking for. What's interesting is we see many of the banks, or some of the banks, who are actually leapfrogging this phase and really moving into public cloud directly. Or we see actually some of the banks who have implemented into private cloud already, moving from private cloud to public cloud.
Business leaders may be trusting the cloud more, but are third parties living up to their end of the bargain as they handle data properly and securely?
There have been very public outages of some of the major cloud computing providers that have actually brought down some of the largest enterprises that have used them as a cloud computing service provider. And so what can they do to actually better protect themselves? There's a series of techniques, if you will, or mechanisms that actually the banks are actually implementing or should implement related to managing the risk, their third-party risk. It's around implementing some vendor risk management solutions. It's around doing a consistently and systematically due diligence of the cloud service provider, and also doing some periodic assessments and making sure that on a regular basis, whether you do it every 6 months or so or every quarter, you actually go back and you do some level of due diligence, some level of assessment of how the third party is evolving or has evolved in protecting the data and making sure the controls are still in place to protect the organization. So really most of the banks looking at public cloud should really, as they move into the public cloud, think about how to protect themselves and what type of mechanisms and solutions they will implement prior to the migration, so that when they have actually migrated to public cloud, the right controls are in place to get protected.
Finally, we asked him what regulatory risks exist for using cloud services.
So it's interesting because actually a lot of these issues are actually very much interrelated. And we see two major regulatory bodies that are very much focused on public cloud and driving some regulations and some discussions with the banks on how they're actually managing these risks that we discussed earlier. A lot of the issues related to customer protection and customer information protection driven by the FTC and other regulatory bodies are focused on how the data is being handled, how the data goes from the bank to the service provider, and what type of security mechanisms exist to protect the customers from potential data leakage. And then, as we discussed about reliability and availability, the Federal Reserve Bank is very focused as well from a customer protection standpoint on making sure that the services of the bank have the right reliability and availability for their customers, and that the issues are being handled correctly and the overall service for the customer has the right level of reliability. And for that, they drive actually the banks to actually really focus on how they're managing the cloud service providers and what type of control they're implementing on the service providers to ensure the right level of protection as well as reliability is in place and eventually make sure the customer is protected from that standpoint.
Again, everyone, that was Julian Korb, PwC's financial services technology leader, discussing the reasons why more financial services firms are turning to the cloud and using big data and how they should address the increased risks that come along with doing that. You can see more of this topic and many of the stories posted at ComplianceWeek.com. That's all for this week's podcast. I'm Joe Mott, Compliance Week staff writer. Thank you all for listening, and I hope you join us again next time.